Now, listeners, some people are very, very busy this time of the year, and I'm going to meet one of those now because there's an exciting project coming our way here on Community Radio, y'all. And if I may refer to him, I'm sure he won't mind. You know him well for his nice nature in the Red Store. I'm talking about Mr. John Phillips. I want to welcome John to the programme because he has a very exciting project to tell you a little bit later about. And it's starting next Monday. But firstly, welcome, John.
Thanks, Tommy.
Lovely to have you on board.
Nice to be here.
John, you've been very busy with a cast and a crew for the last few months. Would you like to tell the listeners a little bit about what's coming up?
Yeah, so next Monday night at 9 p.m. is the first episode of Boy Meets Girl Meets Boy. It's a three-part radio show that I wrote during the lockdown. And we've been recording it here for the last 4 months in CRY down here in the studios.
Wow, fantastic, John. Tell me, is this your first venture into writing?
Yeah, first proper venture into writing. I spent a year writing something else that I never really got off the ground and then shifted onto this one and wrote this one.
Okay.
In full.
Now, John, can we go back before we go forward? You're no stranger to the stage, though, sure you're not?
No, I started acting about age 12.
Imagine that.
Yeah, 26 years ago now, Tommy, which
imagine.
Gets more scary every year.
Well done, John.
With Your Little Theatre in Cinderella. And I went on then and did other Your Little Theatre productions and Your Musical Society productions and all that down the years.
Very, very talented gentlemen, listeners. And you enjoyed them all?
I did, yeah.
Well
we did some
done.
Great ones. We did Many Young Men of 20 and The Shadow of a Gunman and good serious Irish ones like that.
Yeah. And John, no writing at that stage, mainly just acting on the stage
just
and enjoying it.
Just acting on stage,
it.
No writing.
Okay.
But then I started doing a bit of free writing where I just sit down and write paragraphs about stuff. And then I had an idea for a play, which I've half written. And then I veered off that and started writing this one. I had an idea of how I was going to formulate this one. And I got, talk about modern technology, I actually got an app for my phone, a screenwriting app.
Yes.
And that worked away on that and wrote my play and submitted it here. And it got funding from the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland to be put on.
Very good.
Yeah.
To be funded by the BAI is a thumbs up in its own right.
Yeah, I was delighted. It's I suppose it is a kind of a measure of it that they were happy to fund it, that it showed that it was good enough to be funded.
John, I suppose maybe for our audience listening, is it hard to write a play? You know, people say, gee, I'd like to do something like that now, and I'm hearing it about. What would you suggest?
I think the hardest thing to do when you're writing a play is write. Because I'd find sometimes where I'd sit down and I'd write four lines and I'd say, no, that's not right, and I'd tear it up, and I'd say, no, that's not right, and I'd tear it up again.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you've been there for 4 hours and you've only written four lines. I think find somewhere that suits you, whether it's sitting in a coffee shop, whether it's sitting down the pub having a pint, whether it's being at home somewhere quiet, whether it's when you're walking a buggy, whatever it is, where you can formulate an idea in your head, have an idea where it comes together, and then bang that out on paper. And if you have to go back after and review it, do, but get something out on paper. And that I find then it's much easier to write when you do just pump stuff out and you can go back over it, review it, see if you're happy with it. Maybe you're not happy with any of it, but at least you've written something and you know next time what you're not going to write.
Very good.
I find that that's my way of doing it anyway.
Great, John. Now, we don't want to give away any secrets because the first part is next Monday night. But a little bit about Boy Meets Girl Meets Boy, the name of your new play. Where did you get the original idea from, or can you tell us a little bit about the origin of it?
Yeah, I had an idea of a couple meeting and what goes on after that, and I suppose you'll need to hear up to episode 2. I don't want to give any spoilers off, but once I had that idea of someone meeting someone, you kind of have to, you know, that's been done 1,000 times. It's the oldest story in the world, I suppose.
Yeah.
Two people meeting, and you have to add colour to that and add your background to it. So the first part is going to be the build up to the meeting.
Okay.
And the various characters in their lives, and once I started exploring those characters, then they took life, and you know, there's very relatable people in it. There's an Irish mammy in it who's very relatable too,
great.
And there's the group of friends where everyone will say, "Yeah, jeepers, we know that type of person." And there's the group of girls that are friends, and people will listen to them and say, "Yeah, Jeannie, that's me, or that's my sister." In that group, I think it's a very relatable play.
Great. And based as you watch from what you're saying in an Irish context.
Based in an Irish context in a small Irish town.
Lovely.
And then they talk about going into the bigger town for going out purposes.
Yeah.
Kind of like we all did, I suppose, after the bright lights.
That's true. And John, just in case people are wondering, are there any of the characters, I know they're fictitious, are they based on real life people or is it all?
No, they're all fictitious.
Fictitious, in case anybody's worried no, when gee, you're
they're
listening.
They're all fictitious.
All fictitious.
Maybe there's phrases that certain people have said that have been built into characters.
Right, course,
you know the
yes.
way yourself you'd hear, and I often think we're kind of losing these characters that come up with great phrases. You know, you'd hear a line and think, jeepers, you could make a scene around that line even when someone comes out with it. So there's elements of that, but no, they're all fictitiously based.
Yeah, John, it's a very exciting project. My special guest is John Phillips. He's just written and produced a new play with the help of Thomas O'Keefe and a wonderful cast. And it's starting next Monday, listeners, the 7th at 9 p.m. And as I said, it's on for two more Mondays after that, John, the 14th and the 21st.
Yes, 14th and 21st coming.
And it'll be on the player, listeners, if you're listening on Tuesday to this, you'll have missed the first episode, but you'll be able to catch up on the CRY website, basically. You can click it in there. John, you have a very strong cast, just to give a little bit of credit where credit is due.
Oh, massive credit, Tommy. The easy thing was writing it, the hardest thing was bringing life to it. And without my cast and without Tom here in CRY, we wouldn't have a hope of doing that.
Okay, so will we name some of the good people?
We will, Adam Whelan, who is in your little theatre as well. Orla Irwin from Killa. Orla Hearn from Glenmire. Jimmy Morey. Liz Sweeney. And then we have James Smiddy is in it. A friend of mine, Alan O'Connor, is in it. Frank Maloney. Philip Crowe.
Huge cast. Well done, John.
Huge cast. Now, big cast. And I'm missing one or two there, but I'm very, very thankful for everyone that popped in.
Oh, yeah, everybody was in it, sure, yeah.
And as I say, thankful to Tom. I've learned an awful lot down here in the studio about watching something being put together and watching life being brought to stuff between sound effects and pauses and music being put in and
very good.
People being brought up, levels being brought up and down. It's brilliant.
I assume, like all good plays, there's baddies and goodies and there's bad characters.
There is. There's a couple of baddies, a couple of people you won't like, and there's a couple of people that you will like. There's one bad baddie.
Okay.
He's not a nice fella, and he gets his comeuppance though. And
all right, well done, John. Yeah,
it's it's good, and there's a couple of people that you relate and say, jeepers,
we know them.
We know them. They were people in our lives too.
But again, just to tell you all, listeners, you might associate some characteristics with somebody you know, but it's all fictitious, isn't it, John? Just to reassure,
100% fictitious. Yeah.
You know, just all But it's fantastic idea. You must be delighted, are you, John? Really, a lot of work, but you're delighted.
Oh, I'm over the moon, Tommy. I'm over the moon because the scale of it. To write it, first of all, to get funding to put it on, second, to actually record it and to finish it and serialise it in total was a big amount of work. Obviously, every phase has its kind of easy bits and hard bits, but like to actually do the whole thing and finish it out through was incredible. Do you know, it really was, and I'm amazed how well it's come out, and I'm amazed how well it sounds. And it's been brought to life brilliantly.
I would say are there little bits of comedy in it, or how?
Yeah, there is a lot
it?
Of comedy. There
Good.
Is
funny quips,
and again, like with our actors, you know, having experienced actors and people who are used to bouncing off each other on stage, there was chemistry there, which really kind of brings it to life again.
Makes it
much more realistic than just people reading lines.
Okay, my special guest is John Phillips. He's the writer and producer of a wonderful new radio play, Boy Meets Girl Meets Boy, which has a happy ending, John, you're saying, is it?
Yeah.
For most of the characters. So it's airing, John, you tell them yourself.
It's starting Monday the 7th at 9 p.m. The second episode is the 14th at 9 p.m. And the third episode is the 21st at 9 p.m. So three consecutive Mondays, and it's going to be on the player as well and available as a podcast.
Very good. Compulsory listening, listeners. We'll all be tuned in. So, and if you can't, remember, as John said, it's on the player. John, it's been a pleasure talking to you this morning. Can we congratulate you and everybody involved, and our own Tom O'Keefe and the good ladies and gentlemen that helped you out, because I'm sure it was exciting for them as well.
Oh, hugely, and I'd like to thank them most of all, because as I say, I could do a couple of voices, but I couldn't voice the whole thing. And I was delighted that the people gave the commitment that they did. Some people thought they were only coming in for one night and ended up coming in for two or three and even more, and people came in when they were just finished work. And
great.
Do you know, big commitment from people. And amateur dramatics is about commitment like that. I often say it's easier for professional actors. They've only to get out of bed and rehearse, whereas amateur dramatics, people have their whole life going on around it, and it's great that people sacrifice some of that to give a hand with it.
Very good. So listen, we're going to play a nice bit of music for you, John, and we'll mention, of course, all the cast and Thomas O'Keefe there, and your own family, if you want to give them a little mention now, your own family.
Oh yeah, thanks.
Big hello to
A big hello to my wife Claire, my three kids Olivia, Isabel and Sebastian, my mum, my dad, brother and sister, for all their help as well. Thanks very much.
That's great, and well done to you, John. We're delighted to be associated with this brilliant new play. We're going to enjoy it. Thanks for taking time coming in to us.
Thanks, Tommy. Thanks for having me on.